Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's Sports News Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
If ever we needed a therapeutic kebab, which is also a pretty decent name for a band, this is the week, Jared.
Well,
please.
You know, you guys, in the last segment, you referred to me as a third wheel. Well, you know what else has a third wheel? A wheelbarrow. You know what they're known for doing?
Taking out the trash.
Yeah, carrying trash.
Right.
Now. But guys, I'm sorry.
You know, Lauren did a great job running the board.
She really did.
Flawless.
She ran a very clean show.
Amazing.
Charming.
Amazing how the computer never freezes up on anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Sending you back to where you came from with that wheelbarrow.
Make us laugh, yeah, wheelbarrow.
Come on, wheelbarrow.
Mister, my live read's not loading. Is laughing over there.
Get to your kebab.
Okay, guys. I'm
we're
sorry.
Late.
No, I know. I'm a little off right now because I had a rough night.
I think we're in his kitchen a little bit.
I had a rough night. It's not you guys. Okay. I've been fighting with my wife. Believe this. She told me last night that she no longer finds me attractive. That's not the funny part. Her exact words is she looked at my face and body and said, "It's external."
It's external.
External.
Yeah.
External. No, of course I'm referring to the Suns' bizarre loss and all the fallout, including Monty Williams' two-word answer when asked about DeAndre Ayton's playing time. It's internal. Ayton disappeared at the end of the Mavs series. He only played 17 minutes. And he looked like he was sleeping through those 17 minutes, which, by the way, would only be 103 less minutes than he normally sleeps through every night.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there was an article last week reporting that while DeAndre Ayton plays at least 5 hours of video games every day, he only sleeps 2 hours every night. 2 hours! I mean, he needs to figure out a way to fall asleep easier. I mean, he could count sheep. He could take melatonin. Maybe he could just do something really, really boring and slow moving before bed. Like, you know, watch documentaries or NPR or clips of Chris Paul moving around during the Maverick series. Or really slow moving. Like, we can't talk about the Suns' collapse without mentioning the disappearance of All-Star Chris Paul. I do not understand it, but as soon as Paul turned 37, he aged like 90 years. I mean, he looked old.
How old did he look?
He went from CP3 to CPs three times every night. I mean, Chris Paul got old.
How old is he?
He went from the point God to telling a long story that has no point. God help me. Because he's old, you see. The guy is old.
How old is he?
He went from passing the ball like an MVP to not passing the test at the DMV. But guys, what happened? I mean, he was the smoothest, quickest player just 2 weeks ago. And then he got slow and old and creaky. He went from looking like a cat to looking like a tiger, specifically 2022 PGA Championship Tiger. Yeah, speaking of the PGA Championship, the big story was Phil Mickelson not returning to defend his Wanamaker trophy. His exact quote was, "Yeah, I care about Wanamaker. As in, I want to make more money by playing in Saudi Arabia, baby." You know, the current leader at the top of the PGA Championship scoreboard, veteran Tom Hoagie. Hmm. Yeah, oddly enough, Tom Hoagie.
Tom Hoagie.
Yeah, also the name Andy Reid uses to check into hotels. This is an alias there. Tom Hoagie's stupid. I'm sorry, guys. I just got a little distracted. They're showing that thing on the talking ass on TV right now. You know what I'm talking about? Patrick Beverly. Yes, man. Yes, noted dirty role player Patrick Beverly appeared all over ESPN this week and was reveling in the demise of our beloved Suns. Oh, he was loving it, criticizing the Suns, criticizing Chris Paul, saying he knew this would happen all along. Yeah, it was 3 days of Beverly giving himself a pat on the back. Now, coincidentally, pat on the back is the best way to describe how Beverly cheap-shotted CP3 in last year's playoffs. Seriously, Patrick Beverly is the guy criticizing Chris Paul. Pat Bev, the dirtiest, most marginalized player in the league. Beverly gives out more cheap shots than a Mill Avenue bar on Cinco de Mayo. But they deserve it. I mean, it wasn't just Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton who no-showed. It was Devin Booker, too. Mr. Clutch, Mr. Consistency, Devin Booker was terrible. He looked totally out of sync. Seriously, I haven't seen Booker look that uncomfortable since he went to the Kardashian Thanksgiving last year, and he had to sit at the table with Kanye West and Pete Davidson. And yeah, the Suns did this to themselves. They talked. They danced. They made us all believe for 82 games, and then they blew it. I haven't seen someone take this long of a journey just to throw away a ring since Frodo.
Frodo.
Now,
yes, Frodo.
I mean, guys, I am not saying that the Suns crapped the bed, but they were just put on the stand to testify against Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen.
No!
That is what they were doing.
Oh, this is one haymaker after another.
Yeah, well, I'll conclude here by saying that in the end, the Suns are home and the Mavericks are playing in the Western Conference Final. Like, we quoted Lil Wayne all series about Doncic saying, Luka a hoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we were right, because after all, Luka came into the Suns' house, he got dirty, and he left with all the Suns' money.
Oh. That's good. Well done, Jared.
Thank you.
Carlin,
good sports kebab. Although I take umbrage with one point. You introduced Patrick Beverly as a dirty role player, and that kind of gives dirty role play a negative connotation. Well, I think it can be a healthy thing sometimes.
I agree.
Okay.
Boy, we're getting wild here.
Oiled up, Sean.
It's the longest week ever.
Wow.
You can follow Jared on Twitter.
This is the longest week ever. Keeping in mind that we did 5 consecutive months with no sports.
Yes. This is the longest week ever.
There's no doubt about it.
Jarrett GC is where you could follow Jarrett on Twitter. Nice job, Jarrett. We needed that today.